Well, it's 33 minutes now past the hour, and every Thursday we have on the program with us Tom Hoops, the executive editor of the National Catholic Register. Today, no exception to that. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning.
Good to have you on the program this morning. We want to talk about what the front page story is on this this week's issue of the National Catholic Register. And by the way, if you're interested and you'd like to read for yourself online what's going on the National Catholic Register, you can go to their website, which is www.ncregister.com. So fill us in. What's your big story this week, Tom?
Well, we've got the big headline, Unfit to Live? ? With some pictures of some infants by it. And there are actually two stories. One is about the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists have made it a practice to require practically women to test for Down syndrome in their children. And now Canada is following our lead on that. The tests for Down syndrome have gotten better. There's amniocentesis, which has some side effects sometimes, but now there's a better one. And what this does is it discovers whether or not your child, unborn child, has Down syndrome. If your child does, there's nothing you can do about it. But what 85% of people who find that they have a Down syndrome child do is they have the child aborted, unfortunately.
What, I'm sorry, what was that percentage?
85%.
85% of people who find out that they have a Downs baby in the womb abort the child.
And it's just a tragedy. It's a tragedy that's becoming more and more evident because you're having people speak up about it. There was a woman who is a pro-abortion woman who wrote in the Washington Post a couple years ago. She has a Down syndrome daughter who she loves, who has graduated from high school, who is a very capable young woman. And she doesn't understand why this whole class of people has suddenly been condemned to death. Why people think that because they have Down syndrome, their life is unlivable and that they should be aborted. There's also a column that's in Newsweek, I think in the current issue, by George Will, the columnist there in the back. And he's talking about a relative of his named John Will, who, when he was born in 1972, the doctor warned the parents, oh, do you want to have him institutionalized? And, you know, warning him that the life was going to be difficult and miserable. Well, now this guy's a big sports fan. He's, you know, reads the USA Today sports section every day. He's got a job. He works at the stadium there in D.C. He's got season tickets to several different of his favorite team's games. He's just a regular guy. He has Down syndrome, you know, which obviously has its effects and its clear signs. But it's certainly not a life that's unlivable. And in fact, what both of these writers say is that these are the sweetest people they know, and that if we eliminate Down syndrome people from the world, we will eliminate some of the sweetest people on the face of the earth.
Wow. You know, it's just, it's frightening. Now, the gist of the article really is that this Canadian medical group is recommending prenatal genetic screening, although it certainly is not mandatory. Is that correct?
That's right. But if you've ever had a child, and I have, what we've found is that, especially when we were in an HMO hospital system and weren't working with midwives, who are much more sort of, you know, mother-friendly, you have these constant requests to take these tests. The tests are pushed on you. They aren't explained. It's part of a regulation that they have to follow. They have to push this test over and over again. We keep saying no. Why do we want us to take the test? What happens is if you're not informed and you haven't been paying attention, and if you're just trusting your doctor, which you should be able to do, you take these tests, and then what you find is the results are, oh, you have a Down syndrome child. Which way do you want to go with this decision? And it's just this snowball effect that leads you almost without thinking it to abortion.
Yeah, now, and here's the thing. Tom Hoops of the National Catholic Register is with us this morning. If you'd like to give us your opinion about this, and I want to raise some questions for you this morning, give us a call now at 1-888-3-CATHOLIC, 1-888-322-8465. We're talking about the lead story in the National Catholic Register about how a Canadian medical group is now recommending prenatal genetic screening for all pregnant women for Down syndrome. And as Tom Hoops just said, 85% of people that find out that their baby has Down syndrome abort the child. 1-888-3-CATHOLIC, 888-322-8465. Tom, you kind of alluded to it when you said about how, you know, OBGYNs, they have to at least recommend this procedure. It's not mandatory, and nobody is required to take it. But doctors hold an awful lot of sway in people's lives.
Yeah, you wouldn't know that you're not that you have the option the way it's presented to you often. You have to opt out of it. You have to sign a form. They make it sometimes very uncomfortable for you to decline this. My wife is over 35. We're having a baby now. We had to have a special kind of sonogram, which we haven't had before. And again, these people would come up to us with these forms, and we'd have to sign them. And they would, there was always there's this oddness in the air, like, why won't you take this test? And it was very uncomfortable. And I could easily see somebody who knew less about it falling into the trap of taking these tests and then finding out this awful, awful thing, your child will have Down syndrome, and not realizing and not being prepared to deal with it. It's also interesting, on side by side with this story on page one of the National Catholic Register this week, is the Vatican's now opposing a UN treaty on disabilities. Wonderful, wonderful treaty, lots of wonderful things in it at any rate, about being respectful of the disabled. But it also says in the very same treaty that that abortion should be a universal right. And Archbishop Migliori from the Vatican said, it's tragic that the same convention created to protect persons with disabilities from all discrimination will deny the very basic right of disabled unborn persons. And we had disabled people at the UN complaining that, don't give us a treaty that respects us on the face of it, but then gives people the right to abort us. Because this is a big problem, aborting the unfit.
And this is where our world is going. See, this is what kills me. Tom Hoops is with us here this morning, the executive editor of the National Catholic Register. And I'm Gus Lloyd on Seize the Day here on the Catholic Channel, Sirius 159. Our lines are open for you right now at 1-888-3-CATHOLIC, 1-888-322-8465. So here's the question that I want to pose to you this morning, if you'd like to call in and weigh in with your opinion. We're talking about it's not mandatory, but recommended prenatal genetic testing for children who have Down syndrome. Now, we have four children. I know that you've got a boatload of kids, too, Tom. We've never had anything like that done, and my wife and I were very adamant about that. In fact, I can remember when our youngest son was born, at which point my wife was over 40, and the doctors came in and, you know, they did the sonogram and said, well, you know, judging by the length of the neck and some other things like that, you know, your child may have Down syndrome. Do you want to go ahead and have an amniocentesis or have some? And we said, no, that's ridiculous. It absolutely doesn't matter. So here's my question for you this morning at 1-888-3-CATHOLIC, 888-322-8465. Should this kind of genetic prenatal testing be mandatory? Should it be required for all pregnant women? And further than that, Tom, taking it one step down the line here, too, how much longer will it be before insurance companies begin to make this mandatory?
Oh, exactly. You know, as soon as you have this new ethic that you have the right to abort your child if you don't like the way your child's going to turn out, then you open the door to all sorts of abuses. I mean, you see in China and in India how this has led to aborting female children. You have it in some parts of China, the ratio is 165 males to 100 females, something like that. It's just gotten way out of whack because families have, once you give them the option of aborting the unfit, some of them are going to say, you know what, a girl is unfit. This is in China, of course, where they have the one-child policy.
Sure.
But you had the same thing in India where there were ads in the 80s for that said, you know, spend 500 rupees now on an abortion and save 50,000 rupees later on a dowry. And so you have this ethic leading to just a terrible kind of world that we don't want to live in.
Well, I tell you what, let's take a little survey this morning at 1-888-3-CATHOLIC, 1-888-322-8465. Here's my question for you this morning. Would you have your child prenatally, genetically tested for Down syndrome or anything else? 1-888-3-CATHOLIC. Just want to find out what the general consensus is this morning. So give us a call. That's my question for you. Would you do that, or have you done that? And if you would, or if you have, that's all right. Give us a call. I want to hear from you. And if you think that would be ridiculous and something that you would never imbibe in, that's okay too. Just want to take a little kind of survey this morning, if you will. 1-888-3-CATHOLIC, 1-888-322 8465. Give us a call right now. We're talking about prenatal genetic testing with Tom Hoops, the executive editor of the National Catholic Register, here on Seize the Day on the Catholic Channel, Sirius 159. You know, Tom, too, I find it interesting, too, that in one point in the article, it talks about how that this test produces false positives in 8 to 10% of the results. And then it goes on to say these in turn lead to amniocentesis, which leads to miscarriages in 1 in 175 cases. So it's not as though these things are foolproof.
Right. Yeah. And if you think about those numbers, that means 1 in 10 times it leads to a false positive. I mean, 10%, right?
Yeah.
And then it also, and if it leads to miscarriage, the amniocentesis in 1 in 175 cases, well, a large hospital could easily have 175 amniocentesis tests in a month or so. So you're talking about causing a miscarriage every month, one hospital. I mean, that's the kind of thing you're looking at when you look at those numbers. And it's interesting, you started out by talking about Craig Ferguson on CBS talking about Britney Spears. Well, you know, everybody's in the business of psychoanalyzing Britney Spears at the moment. But we can look at the culture and say the same culture that puts demands on people and Britney Spears and Anna Nicole Smith and these people to be perfect and to be wonderful, and the same culture puts these crushing burdens on these people that you have to be perfect, you have to be wonderful, or else you're worthless. It's the same thing that starts out with, you know, when you want to abort a Down syndrome child, that ends with, you know, life isn't worth living if you're not the perfect person. And it's the same reason that we have such a high suicide rate, if you think about it. Once you tell people in a culture that you have to have the perfect body, you have to have the perfect mind, you can't have deformities or abnormalities or anything that sets you apart and makes you feel inferior. Then when people feel inferior and when they have slight abnormalities and when they have the natural unfitness that we all have, then you're going to end up with a higher suicide rate and a crushing, crushing, stressful burden on people.
You can term that the slippery slope there, if you like. Tom Hoops of the National Catholic Register is with us this morning, and I'm Gus Lloyd here on the Catholic Channel, Sirius 159. We're talking this morning about the lead story in the National Catholic Register and their latest issue, which, by the way, you can read online at ncregister.com, about prenatal genetic testing for Down syndrome and how a group of Canadian doctors is now recommending that this be done on all pregnant women. What do you think about this? 1-888-3-CATHOLIC, 1-888-322-8465. Let's go now to Detroit, Michigan, and Brian, who's with us this morning. Hi, Brian. Thanks for calling.
Hello, Gus. How are you?
Just great, thank you.
I just wanted to, I just called in to respond to your poll question, and first, I want to say that, Tom, I love your newspaper.
Thank you.
And read it every week, but I've not read this week's yet. But after this discussion, I'm anxious to read the article. But I wanted to let you guys know that my wife and I actually had an amniocentesis done on our daughter to see if she was going to be suffering from hemophilia because it ran in my wife's family. And we did that just to find out. So if she did have hemophilia, we could prepare for it.
Okay, but whether or not she has hemophilia made no difference as to whether or not you would keep that child. Is that
Absolutely.
Correct, Brian?
Absolutely.
Right. Okay, so you think that this genetic pretesting may not be a bad thing just to find out, you know, what you may be having to deal with?
Well, yeah, the testing in itself I don't think is wrong or evil, but how it's used certainly could be, and the way Tom's describing what's happening up in Canada certainly is leads to that conclusion. So
yeah.
One of the doctors in Canada told us, or that it was basically being used as a search and destroy mission. There are certainly there's that dark aspect of it also.
Yeah, Brian. Hey, appreciate the call this morning from Detroit, Michigan at 1-888-3-CATHOLIC, 1-888-322-8465. Let's go to San Antonio, Texas now, and Dr. Enriquez. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us this morning. What's your comment?
I just wanted to bring to the table of discussion a different facet on the subject. The previous caller had alluded to that a bit. The testing itself are not bad. In fact, it shows how the gift of God can help us. they can bring information to a couple and to a patient or a lady who may be expecting a baby. And the one thing that I wanted to bring forth is that the information could be actually helpful in preparation for whatever is to come. Say, for example, if the baby is sick in some way, shape, or form, it can help prepare the family for that, both emotionally, financially, and in terms of getting the extended family prepared to assist for that child to come into the world. I, for example, we just had a baby in our family, and every pregnancy that we've had, it's very exciting, but being in the health field is very scary for myself, knowing all the risks that are involved. And sure, you just have to be very careful with how you interpret all the information. In the field of neonatology, a lot of numbers are thrown out, a lot of risk factors, percentages, et cetera. And if you ask the right questions and if you're careful with how you interpret those numbers, they could actually be helpful, not necessarily toward the means of aborting the child, but more toward getting information to help you be a better prepared parent when the baby does come.
Right. Well, and thank you, Dr. Enriquez. We really appreciate that, calling in for this morning from San Antonio, Texas at 1-888-3-CATHOLIC, 888-322-8465. And I don't think, Tom, you know, that we had made any kind of instances where we were saying that, you know, the testing itself is evil, because as Dr. Enriquez said, it certainly is not. You know, it can be a very helpful tool and a very useful thing. However, as you said, though, it can also lead to many other things down the road that, you know, that we can point to as a society to say, well, this is okay, this is okay, this is okay.
Right. I mean, he makes a good point that in the right hands, with the right information, the tool is neutral, and it delivers information which can actually be positive. I was astounded when we started having babies, my wife and I, that she had read so much about these things. The doctors were talking about things to us. I had no idea what they were talking about, and I would be inclined to just sort of rubber stamp what they were asking. My wife had done her homework. She had read up on it. She had looked at all the different arguments and articles, and so she could make those informed decisions. I think that what needs to happen, if you're going to require this kind of testing from everybody, it can easily lead to what we've seen, an 85% rate, according to George Will's article, of people aborting Down syndrome children. There needs to be concomitant with that the kind of information that the good doctor was telling us about, because people need to hear that in order to make a fully, truly informed decision.
Sure, absolutely. Our number is 1-888-3-CATHOLIC, 888-322-8465. I'm Gus Lloyd, and Tom Hoops of the National Catholic Register is with us this morning. We're talking about prenatal genetic testing, and especially in regards to Down's babies, and how a group of doctors in Canada is recommending now that all pregnant women get tested for Down syndrome for their babies in Canada. What do you think about that? Carrie from Richmond, Virginia. Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Good morning. I just want to call because I'm so saddened by that statistic, and I think that the world is missing on some incredible individuals. I just recently saw on TV a couple that both with Down syndrome, and the gentleman in the couple plays 6 instruments and is an amazing musician. And it really upsets me that people aren't using it for information so that they can be prepared to take care of this new gift from God, and instead have decided to eliminate that child.
Yeah, and Carrie, you're exactly right, and I think that what you said is exactly right, too, is about how people need to use this for information to prepare. And we heard a little bit earlier from a caller that said, you know, hey, my wife had amniocentesis because her hemophilia runs in her family. You know, obviously the problem comes in where, and doctors can have an awful lot of say in a matter like this, too, where they will, you know, recommend, and like Tom Hoops told us just a few minutes ago when, you know, when their doctor said, well, how do you want to proceed here? Which, you know, let's read between the lines here. Do you want to abort the child? 1-888-3-CATHOLIC is our telephone number, 888-322-8465. Let's go to Binghamton, New York now, and Tony. Hi, Tony.
Good morning, Gus. Good morning, Tom. I wanted to let you know of a situation. A friend of mine had gone in originally for an amniocentesis. And when she was tested, they had made a mistake, and they ended up puncturing her bladder. And the doctor recommended she go in to be retested. But after my...
After they had punctured her bladder?
Right. They had
Holy
punctured
cow.
Her bladder and then said that they wanted her to come in and have it done again. And
that's
she was
some
talking
nerve.
To my wife. I know, she was talking to my wife, and she's crying about this, and she really doesn't want to go in for the test. But, of course, a doctor had recommended it to her. So my wife simply asked her, if you find out with the test that something is wrong, what are you going to do? Are you going to abort the child? And she says, well, of course not. And my wife said, well, why are you taking the test?
Exactly.
And my wife's friend said, that's a good question. So she called her doctor and canceled the test and said she doesn't want to have it.
Yeah, kudos to her. Hey, Tony, thanks for sharing that story with us, too, here this morning on the Catholic Channel, Sirius 159. 1-888-3-CATHOLIC is our phone number, 888-322-8465. We'd love to hear from you this morning. Let's go to another Tony now in Detroit Rock City. Hey, Tony.
Good morning, Gus. How are you?
Just great. What's up?
I just wanted to comment. My wife and I just had a beautiful baby girl. What a gift from God that she
Congratulations.
Truly is. Thank you. And I wanted to say, my wife and I were offered a variety of genetic testing, and we refused them all because we knew as a Catholic couple that abortion isn't even an option, and that I just know it takes way more love to have a child regardless of anything that could be wrong with it and to raise that child and to know that that child is truly a blessing from our Lord Jesus.
Amen to that, brother. Unfortunately, there are not people that are spiritually predisposed like that. But, Tony, congratulations to you and your wife, and we wish all the very best for you, and we'll keep you and the family in our prayers. About 5 minutes now before the top of the hour, our number is 1-888-3-CATHOLIC, 888-322-8465. We're talking about prenatal genetic testing this morning. We've had some incredible input this morning, and would love to hear from you at 888-3-CATHOLIC, 1-888-322-8465. Well, Tom Hoops, thank you very much for being with us this morning. Now, in full disclosure here, too, you also are getting ready to have baby number 11, is that correct?
No, not 11.
I'm sorry, how many?
It's number 7. It's Von Trapp territory.
Oh, remember? There we go. Okay, I'm sorry. Well, maybe 11's in the future somewhere.
Well, I think we have one who's 11.
There we go. That's close enough.
But yeah, my wife is a brave woman. She's going on weekend retreat this weekend because she figures she won't be able to do that again for a while with a newborn. So hopefully she'll be all right.
That's great. Well, listen, our very best to you and the family, and we will talk with you again next week. Tom Hoops of the National Catholic Register. Thanks, Tom. And God bless you. Hey, our number, 888-3-CATHOLIC. We're going to continue this conversation about prenatal genetic testing at 1-888-322-8465. Keep it right here. And thank you for tuning in this morning. Thanks for calling. I'm Gus Lloyd on Seize the Day on the Catholic Channel, Sirius 159.
You're listening to the Catholic Channel on Sirius 159.